Now, what we're going to do now is we are going to read Psalms 42 and 43. And in Psalm 42 and 43, we have our verse for the year, which you all now know well, don't you? So what's going to happen is this. I'm going to look this way, and I'm going to read on the screen, and you follow as I read on the screen. And then when we get to the bit in yellow, you see that? It's our verse for 2016. So when we get to that bit, I want all of you, including the people right up in the gallery, I want you to say the bit in yellow. Will you say that with me? Okay, you got that? Right, here we go. Ready? Psalm 42, for the director of music, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you. From the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love. At night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful men and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God. To God, my joy and my delight, I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God.
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God.
And now listen while we read a few more verses from the New Testament. And we'll be thinking about one of these verses a little bit later on. For you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, boys and girls, do you remember all the facts about the Psalms? What do we learn about the Psalms? It is the longest book in the Bible. How many are there? 150. What's the longest one? Psalm 119. It has how many verses? Someone other than Glenn, how many verses does it have? Yes, Toby? 176. And the shortest one? 117. How many verses does it have? Two. Well done. It's a song book, and there are praise songs. There are sad songs. There are sorry songs. There are please songs. Someone other than Glenn. And there are teaching songs. Well done. I'll test you again in a minute. Adults, if you have a Bible, you could open it at Ephesians chapter 5, because we'll be looking at a verse from there later. But boys and girls, I want you all to sit up straight. Come on, wriggle. Sit up straight, please. Fold your arms. And now you've got to do something with your arms folded, all right? You've got to pin back your ears. Okay? You've got to open your eyes wide. You've got to zip up your mouths. Can you do that? Zip up your mouths, okay? Because we're going to listen carefully to what God wants us to learn from the Bible. Now, you don't have to keep your arms folded all the time if you put your hand up, all right? But the rest of the time, your arms will be folded, all right? You got it? Now, what have we been learning? What are these facts we've been learning about the Bible? What was the first one? Noah? The Psalms are the longest book in the Bible, that's right. And who can tell me how many Psalms there are? Esther? There are 150 Psalms. And who can tell me what the longest Psalm is? Caleb? Psalm 119. And can you tell me how many verses there are? 176. Very good. Who can tell me which the shortest book in the Bible is? David? 117. That's great. And how many verses does it have? It has two verses. That's great. Now, what are Psalms? What are they? It's a book of what? Yes, Alicia? It's a book of songs. And there are five kinds of songs. What's the first kind of song? Yes? Happy. Okay, that's good. Yeah, praise songs. That's good. But the picture's happy. That's right. That's good. What about the second kind? Yes, Noah? Isaac. Sorry, you're Isaac. Sorry, Isaac. Pardon? They're sad songs. That's right. There are sad songs. And another kind of song? Yes? Sorry songs, that's right. There's sorry songs and there's two more kinds of songs. Yes? There's teaching songs. Well done. And one more. Yes, Joseph? You've forgotten them. Yes? Please songs, that's right. Songs that we say help to God. Now, here's the question. Arms folded. Here's the question. Here's the question I want you to think about. You ready? Why has God given us a book of the Bible that's full of songs? You see, one of the things we know about God is he never gives us unnecessary gifts. He never gives us things that we don't need. So why has God given us the book of Psalms, this book of songs? Well, can I tell you the answer? Very important answer. You ready? The answer is this, that every Christian is in God's choir. Every true believer in the Lord Jesus is a member of God's choir. Wherever you are in the world, Christians belong to God's choir. Let me tell you about this lady. This lady's name was Deuma. And she came from a place called South America. Do you know where South America is? And she lived in a country called Ecuador. And she was from a tribe, an Indian tribe called the Aucas. And Deuma was one of the first Aucas to become a Christian, to believe in the Lord Jesus. And when Deuma started to meet Christians, and she started to go to a place called a church, do you know how she described church? Any guesses? Do you know what she said about church? She said, church is God's singing house. That's what she called church. She said, church is God's singing house. Why? Because she discovered that whenever she met Christians, they liked to sing. They liked to sing songs that God wanted them to sing. And you know, boys and girls, that is true, that wherever you go in the world, wherever you find Christians, what will you find them doing? Oh, what do you think you'll find them doing? Singing, that's right, they'll be singing, because every Christian is in God's choir. But we have to start to learn about God's choir by, well, discovering something very solemn. All right? I need to tell you this, and you need to concentrate. Everyone turn this way. Here's the solemn truth we have to understand. No one starts their life in God's choir. Can you say that with me? No one starts in God's choir. I didn't start in God's choir. You didn't start in God's choir. In fact, no one in the whole world starts in God's choir. Has anyone here ever watched a film called The Sound of Music? Some of you have, older people have. Well, boys and girls, you may not have watched this film on the television, because it's quite old, it's old like me, but you may know some of the songs. Let me tell you what The Sound of Music is all about. It's all about a family with seven children in it. That's a lot of children, isn't it? And the sad thing about this family is that the mummy of these seven children had died. And so a lady called Maria comes to look after these seven children. And when she meets these seven children, they're all very sad children. So do you know what Maria does? She decides she's going to teach them to sing. All right? And she teaches them to sing like this. She does this. She says, it's on the screen, and some of the adults know this, so they can join in if they want. And it was like this. She said, let's start at the very beginning, the very good place to start. When you read, you begin with A, B, C. When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi. And then all the children sang Do, Re, Mi. Can you do that? That wasn't very positive. Let's try again. Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi, Do, Re, Mi, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. And then Maria said to the children, I know what I'll do. I'll teach you a song that will help you to learn to sing. And it went like this. And the adults can join in, and anyone else can if they want. Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread, la, a note to follow, so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread, that will bring us back to, that'll do, that'll do. Now, here's the point. Are you listening, children? Are you listening? When you learn to read, you start with A, B, C. When you start to sing, you learn, start with Do, Re, Mi. When we start to learn about God's choir, we have to start with this solemn truth that no one starts life in God's choir. So I thought I'd write some words to that. And it goes like this. You ready? We must learn the solemn truth. None start singing in God's choir. Me is what we sing about, far a long, long way from God. So we're out of tune with Him in all that we do and say. Never giving thanks to God, that all brings us back to. Now you're all going to join in. Come on. We come on. Learn the solemn truth. None start singing in God's choir. Me is what we sing about, far a long, long way from God. So we're out of tune with Him in all that we do and say. Never giving thanks to God, That'll bring us back to... That'll do. But here's the thing, you see. God made all of us. He made all of us to sing songs in praise of him. He made us to be those who would sing songs that say that God is great and God is good and God is kind. In fact, the Bible says that everything about our lives should be a song of praise to God, that whatever we're doing, whatever we're saying, we should want to speak about him. But do you know the sad truth? That's not how we live. Because what we prefer to do is, rather than speaking about God and singing about God, do you know who we like to speak and sing about? We like to sing and speak about ourselves. Do you know what our favorite words are? Me, my, and I. So instead of singing praise to God, we tend to talk about ourselves. Me, I. And we want people to think how great we are. Let me tell you a story from the Bible. We're told in the Bible of a place called Babel, all right? And these people lived at a time when everyone in the world spoke the same language. And these people who lived in Babel, they decided that they were going to build a high, high, high tower, and that this tower would be so high that it would reach all the way to the heavens. In fact, what they said, we're going to build a city for ourselves, and we're going to build a high, high tower, and we're going to build this tower to make a name for ourselves. We're going to build it so high that everyone will think we are great. So as they were building their tower, I think they were singing this. We are great, we know we are. We are great, we know we are. We want everyone to know. We are great, we know we are. You can join in if you want. We are great, we know we are. That is what they sang as they built. We are great, we know we are. And that's what they were doing. They were saying, we're building this tower because we think we're great and we want everyone to know we're great. What did God think about their tower? Well, the Bible says that God came down and he wasn't happy that they were building this tower, that they were saying they wanted everyone to think they were great. And God came down and he confused their languages. He made them all speak different languages. And as a result, they had to stop building their tower. And they were all scattered by God all over the world. And it means that whenever you and I meet people who speak different languages, do you know what it tells us? It tells us that no one starts in God's choir. It tells us actually that none of us start our life in God's choir. Now let me ask you a question. Has anyone ever tried to join a choir? Hands up if you've adults can do that. Anyone ever tried to join a choir? Norman's tried to join a choir. He got in. A long time ago, I tried to join a choir. And to join this choir, you had to have what's called an audition. And it was very scary. Because the woman who ran the choir, she was sitting at her piano. And I was the only other person in the room, and I had to stand next to her piano. And then she played a note on the piano. She went, dung, and I had to go, dung. And then she played another one, doo, and I had to go, doo. Well, I was probably out of tune, you can tell. And then she played a whole string of notes, and I had to sing what she had just played to me, and then I had to sing to her. It was very embarrassing. What was she trying to find out? She was trying to find out whether I could sing in tune. Because if I sang in tune, then she would let me into her choir. Now, here's the problem with all of us when it comes to God's choir. We don't sing in tune with God. He says we should be singing about him and how great, how good, and how kind he is. But who are we like? We're like the people who built the Tower of Babel, aren't we? We like to sing, we are great, we know we are, we want everyone to know. That's what we all do. So, how can anyone get into God's choir? Well, the Bible's very clear. The only way into God's choir is through the Lord Jesus. And so what I thought I'd do is, I thought I'd write another verse to the song that helps us to remember this, all right? So here it goes. All right, it goes like this. God so loved the world. I'll start again. Didn't sing in tune. God so loved the world he made, gave his one and only son. Jesus died upon the cross. Why? To give eternal life. Calling all who will believe to become part of God's choir. Then he teaches them to sing all about the news that, let's start again. God so loved the world he made, gave his one and only son. Jesus died upon the cross. Why? To give eternal life. Calling all who will believe to become part of God's choir. Then he teaches them to sing all about the news that, well, here's the news. Here's what the Bible says. It says that Jesus died to create God's choir. Jesus is God who left heaven to become a human being. There was something, though, very different about Jesus from any other human being, because from the very start of his life to the very end of his life on earth, he sang God's songs. That's what he spent his life doing. Everything the Lord Jesus said, everything the Lord Jesus did was a way of saying, God is great, he's good, he's kind. That's how Jesus lived. But then the Lord Jesus did what he had come to do. He came and he died on the cross. And he died there for people like us who sing more about ourselves than about God. In fact, on the cross, the Lord Jesus took the punishment I deserve for all the times I failed to sing and speak in praise of God. He took the punishment for all the times when I've been an eye specialist and I've talked about myself and I've wanted other people to think I'm great and good. And having died on the cross, the Lord Jesus then came back to life again. He rose from the dead. And ever since then, do you know what the Lord Jesus does? He calls us, people just like us, to join his choir. How does he do that? Well, he does it as we read and hear the Bible. He shows us there that we're out of tune with God. He shows us, actually, that just like the people who built their tower in Babel, we deserve to be punished by God. But he shows us that the Lord Jesus died on the cross, so that if we turn from singing our own songs about ourselves and instead turn to Jesus, he will forgive us. Excuse me. And you know what God then does? He welcomes us into his choir. Can I ask you a question this morning? Have you joined the choir of the Lord Jesus yet? You see, none of us join his choir naturally. Just because mum or dad's in the choir doesn't mean that we're in the choir. But even this morning, the Lord Jesus might be calling you into his choir and say, turn from singing your own songs and instead ask me to forgive you. And then the Lord Jesus says that he will teach us, because he teaches his choir to sing his songs. Can I tell you something wonderful about God's choir? Would you like to see something wonderful about it? It's a growing choir. In other words, God's choir is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger as people from all over the world and of all ages are called by Jesus to believe in him. And they believe in him and they become part of his choir. And when we become part of his choir, he teaches us to sing. I'm losing my voice. But you know what, one way we can think of the Lord Jesus? The Lord Jesus is like the choir master. The Lord Jesus is like the song leader. And one of the reasons why he's given us, what book of the Bible did we think about? The Psalms. is that actually through books of the Bible like the Psalms, he teaches us then to sing in his choir. So he teaches us to sing what kind of songs? Come on, boys and girls. Glenn's not allowed to speak. You've got to speak, okay? What kind of songs does he teach us to sing? Praise songs. Songs that say how good and great he is. He teaches us to sing sad songs. You see, sometimes life's very sad. But those in God's choir learn to sing the sad songs that God wants them to sing when they're sad. Then he wants us to sing what? Sorry songs. You see, often as we go through life, even when we become members of God's choir, we still do wrong things. We still talk too much about ourselves and want other people to think that we're great. And we have to come to God and we have to say sorry to God for doing those things. And then there are also praise songs. So we can't live life as members of God's choir on our own. We can't live for the praise of God on our own. But God gives us songs in which we can say, please help me. Help me when I'm in trouble. Help me when I'm tempted to sin. Help me to live as a member of your choir. And then there are... That was a whisper. What are they? Teaching songs. There are songs which we can learn. And as we learn them, they help us to understand what God wants us to understand. And they change the way that we think so that we start to think the way God wants us to think. And as Jesus teaches us to sing in his choir, we learn to sing in three directions. First of all, we learn to sing upwards to God. We learn to sing in praise of God. So we learn to sing songs. Well, right, do you remember what they sang? Do you remember what they sang? Do you know what they sang? Anyone remember? They sang, we are great, we know, we are, we want everyone to know. Do you know what those in God's choir start to learn to sing? They learn to sing, God is great, we know he is, we want everyone to know. Can you start join with me? God is great, we know he is, we want everyone to know. And again, God is great, we know he is. We want everyone to know. God is great, we know he is. We want everyone to know. That's the change. And we start singing up to God. And we want everyone to know that God is great. And we want everyone else to praise God because he's great and good and kind. But Jesus also teaches us to sing inwards to ourselves. You see, that's what our verse for the year is about. Oh, where are we? Hang on. We've gone backwards. I'll go back to it. Quick. It's taking too long. That's our verse for the year. God teaches us, the Lord Jesus teaches us to sing to ourselves. You see, sometimes we're downcast. Can you make go like that? Sometimes we're downcast. No, sometimes life is tough and we feel down. And sometimes we're disturbed inside, we're worried, we're upset, we're anxious. And what God teaches us to do, what the Lord Jesus teaches us to do as members of his choir, he teaches us to sing to ourselves, to say, put your hope in God. Will you say that to yourself? That's what we learn to say to ourselves. And the songs God gives us that Jesus teaches us to sing, help us to sing to ourselves. But also, as we're in his choir, Jesus teaches us to sing to one another. Let's go right down here. Okay, I want you to look at the screen, okay, at one more verse from the Bible. Here it is. You see it in yellow? It's written to those in God's choir, and it says this: speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Now, this is very important. Do you know what the Lord Jesus wants us to do when we come to church on a Sunday morning? Do you know what he wants us to do? He wants us to sing to each other. So earlier on, we sang a song, didn't we? What did it go? It said, when the road is rough and steep, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Did we sing that? Now, that song isn't actually a song we're singing to God. It's not actually even a song we're singing to ourselves. It's a song we're singing to each other. So I should be singing, when the road is rough and steep. Glenn, fix your eyes upon Jesus. That's what I'm doing. And when we're singing it, and then Ethel at the back there, she's singing, when the road is rough and steep. Johnny, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Do you see what's happening? We're actually supposed to sing to each other. And can I tell you, that's why when we're in church, we should sing enthusiastically. You see, I see a lot from up the front here. And some people, when they sing songs like that, do you know what they do? They go, when the road is rough and steep, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Now, they're not singing to anyone else to encourage and help them to sing and to live for Jesus, are they? No, we should be singing, when the road is rough and steep. Come on, Louise, fix your eyes upon Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do. Sorry, Louise. But that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to sing to each other. Now, I know that there'll be someone here and you're saying, well, I don't like singing. Can I tell you a story? It's a real story. There's a man I know. He's a friend of mine. He used to be part of this church. He's now part of one of our church plants. And when he first started coming to church, he'd only just started to learn about the Lord Jesus. He'd only just become a member of God's choir. I remember after a few weeks at church, he said to me, Johnny, why do we have to sing so much in church? I don't like singing. And I said to him, well, because the Lord Jesus tells us we should sing. And actually, he tells us we should sing to each other when we come to church. And we should sing together to him. And we should sing to ourselves. And he listened to me. Do you know what I noticed over the next few weeks and months? That this man who said to me, I don't like singing, he started to sing. And when we were singing songs and hymns in church, do you know what he did? He'd have a big smile on his face. And he'd be singing loudly and clearly. Because actually what had happened was he really had become a member of God's choir through trusting Jesus who died for him. And he was being taught by Jesus to sing in God's choir. But there may be someone else here and you may be saying, but I can't sing. If I tried to have an audition to get in a choir, I couldn't sing. Can I tell you about another friend? I have quite a few friends. Let me tell you about another friend. This friend is a friend who lives in Edinburgh. And this friend called Bryce in Edinburgh, Bryce is what's called tone deaf. He cannot sing in tune. It is impossible for him to sing in tune. So if a note was played, la, he'd go, la. No, that's not right. Anyway, but anyway, rather than singing, when the road is rough and steep, he'd go, when the road is rough and steep. Seriously. But although my friend Bryce is tone deaf and can't sing in tune in terms of the music, he does sing in tune with God. Now, it means that when you stand next to Bryce in church, it's a bit awkward. And it sometimes sounds a bit strange. But you know what's true about my friend Bryce? He sings as loud as everyone else. And he understands, you see, that he is part of God's choir. And he understands, yes, he sings praise up to God. He needs to sing to his own soul. And he also, when he comes together with other Christians, he sings to other Christians as well. So you see, it's not about being able to sing well. God's Holy Spirit, who comes and lives in us as we believe in Jesus, he's the one who teaches us to sing as members of God's choir. And you know, as we sing to one another, we learn then to sing the song of God's love and kindness to the world outside, because that's a way that Jesus then calls other people to join his choir. So can I ask you this morning, you'd be very good, are you a member of God's choir? You can't make yourself a member of God's choir. Only Jesus can make us a member of God's choir. But he calls us to believe in him. And as we believe in him, he welcomes us into his choir and he teaches us to sing his songs. Why don't we sing our two verses again, shall we? You ready? We're going to sing them together? Ready? Just ready to sing?
We must learn the solemn truth. Now start singing in God's choir. Me is what we sing about.
Our Father in heaven, you are great and good and kind. And we know that as our Creator, it is right that we should spend our lives speaking and singing in praise of you. Father, forgive us that all too often we are more interested in speaking about ourselves and wanting people to think we are great and good. Father, thank you that you love this world so much that you gave the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he died on the cross so that sinners out of tune with you like us, as we believe in him, might become part of your choir. If we've never believed in Jesus, please help us to do so even now, to turn from singing our own songs and to trust only in him. And please, Father, may we be those who are being taught to sing in your choir, to sing praise songs, sad songs, sorry songs, please songs, teaching songs. Help us to sing for you, in praise of you, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.